Hey guys.
Hey.
I'm Alicia.
And I'm Meredith.
And this is It's About the Pasta, a Vanderpump Rules podcast. Woo-hoo. Finally, season two, my favorite.
I am hyped.
My favorite season in the world. Just watching season one alone, I was like, in so about it. Or episode one, I was so into it.
I'm excited. I love that we get like a last season, and then at the end of this episode, we get a this season, and I'm like, here we go. Good.
This is the best. Okay.
We're in a groove. Like, we know who everybody is.
Yeah.
We just immediately get into stuff. Like, we don't have to wait for drama. We already got drama.
No. And we don't have to like learn about people. We get who they are. We got it.
Mm-hmm.
We're on the Geek Nerdy Podcast Network. Please check us out. Also, please subscribe to our podcast on whatever platform. Rate us, review us. Since we have last talked to you, we have two reviews.
Yay!
Also, while I'm getting these reviews up, we know it's the off season and it's like not as fun as the new episodes, but please still download us. It really does help.
Yeah, if you're listening to season one, give us a little rate. Just go, even just a 5-star review.
Just 5 stars.
How about 3 words? Use 3 words to review us. 5 stars and 3 words.
So this first one comes from Kooklamoo2, which is my friend Lauren. I'm going to call her out. I don't know what Kooklamoo is, but my friend Lauren that has recently started Vanderpump Rules. So she's on the journey kind of with us. I think she's in season 3 now, but she listens because she really likes it. Thank you, Lauren. And I didn't even have to ask her to rate or review us. She texted me and said, I'm reviewing the podcast because I love it.
Love it.
So she writes, hilarious. Love the podcast as much as I love Jiggy. One day she was talking to me and she's like, Jiggy's kind of ugly. And I was like, Jiggy has alopecia. And she was She was like, oh my God, I feel so bad now. And now she's like, I love Jiggy. He's my
favorite. That's true. The alopecia is more covered in Real Housewives of Beverly Hills than it is Vanderpump. Everybody just knows.
Yes. And then our second 5-star review comes from Debbie June. And she says, love vintage VP. I started listening a couple of months ago, so I'm a new listener. The girls work really well together when talking about the episodes, and they don't bash people, especially Stassi after she and Kristen were fired. I listened to a couple of VPR podcasts, but they were all horrible about the situation. I am so excited to listen to the recaps of the very beginning of the show. I started rewatching Vanderpump in March when Shelter in Place started on Hulu, and I'm all caught up.
Love it. Thanks, dedication, Debbie, to even the VPR community.
I know. That's so nice. And she told everyone where to find Vanderpump if you do want to.
Love it. Yes. Yeah, that's true. Debbie, not many people know where it is.
So thank you guys for that. What else? Oh, Meredith, you know what people need in quarantine?
To mix it up?
No, they need more of us, which you more can get of us on our Patreon.
Oh, I'm literally on an alcohol track mind.
You did not pick up what I was
not at all.
Putting down.
Not at all.
Usually
we were talking in
good.
The pre-show, usually, we were talking about alcohol and drinking in my weekend. So
usually
I'm on an alcohol
insane,
track mind.
So I'll let you go. But so we started a Patreon. And we'd like super appreciate it if you guys would join because it's actually
go listen so to my much weekend. Fun. Let me know if you want to go to the DMV for the second time in the summer.
Oh my God, I can't. So there are 3 tiers you could join to be a Patreon. And we're not
Tell
asking
me
for a lot.
About them.
Well, if my internet would load. Okay, here we go. So the first status is our Peter status, which is $1 a month. And you will get access to all of our fun pre-show catch-ups, which is where we find out what we did this weekend or have any stories. We get warmed up for the show, so that's why we're like extra peppy now.
that's why I think about alcohol.
You get access to our episodes early because you're listening to this weeks.
Like after a month after.
So you
I think more than that, like, to be honest, just like go join the Patreon so you can listen to the rest of season one.
Yeah, I don't even know where we're at.
Screw my weekend plans.
Okay, and then for $2 a month, you'd be in our Sheena status, so you'd get everything that we just mentioned. Plus, you would get access to our after shows where we go through the episode with any spoilers that we might have, because we do know what's happening in future episodes and future seasons, but we don't want to spoil it for any new viewers. So that's where we dive in to all of our thoughts. We also hit on any Vanderpump news.
And Alicia has a book report every time. I do have a book report.
I've already watched episodes 1 and 2 of season 2. And my book report for this one's okay. But my book report for next episode is so good, Meredith. So you guys should join it.
To hear it immediately.
Come out so much later. But, you know. And then we have, and for $2 a month, we will say your name on the podcast. So... Jackie.
I was just gonna let you do it. Anytime we try and do it in sync, it doesn't work.
Jackie.
That's what I should have done, an echo effect on you.
She's the best. She's our very first patron, currently our only patron. Please join. Jackie is reaping all the benefits of our many.
She listens to them all, so they have to be great.
And Jackie is not only a $2 donator, she's a $5 a month donator.
No way.
So on top of everything we just mentioned, she gets the ability to leave us any comments or questions or concerns for our after show that we can dive into. And she is full range, so she can ask us any question that she wants.
Yep.
And we answer. So yeah, and we will, for $5 a month, once we get more patrons, we will pick a patron of the episode. But for right now, it's still Jackie. So she was patron of season 1, and she's going to be patron of forever at this point.
She's patron queen.
So thanks, Jackie. I don't know what the rest of you are doing. But now we can mix. Are you mixing it up?
I had some water, but I chugged that down in our pre-show. I'm really trying hard not to drink during the week except during my volleyball games on Tuesdays.
Ooh. I have this. I've been getting into, because I'm a big snacker and I love sweets, but that's kind of my downfall. So I've been getting into this, the sparkling ice water that's like zero calories, but they're really good.
When I first tried them, they were in Costco like 2 years ago. I wasn't into seltzer water yet. So, I don't know if I should give them another chance. They could also be a great mixer, I've heard.
I was going to say, I've been drinking these since high school because they were cheap.
Yeah.
They used to be sold for only $1, and you could mix vodka really well with them.
Good to know. So, in theory.
If you're under 21, please don't try that. I'm not telling you to do it. But
They know ways.
High school me was nuts. No. But yeah, so I'm mixing it up with that. It doesn't have any sugar, but I like feel it.
It gets you excited. I like fun drinks get me excited. Like a seltzer water gets me in a mood.
Excited. Mm-hmm. Cool. So I'm doing this. I also have a mango tangerine candle going. So that's
adding. Whoa. I know. You're flaming it up.
I'm basically drunk. Whatever.
Anyways, yeah. Drunk Alicia, but tell me
I'm
what
about
happened.
To be drunk.
Oh,
I was going to say I'm about to be drunk on Vanderpump because I freaking love this episode.
Tell me what happened last season.
Okay, so we should really record ourselves the video one time so people can just see our arms.
Just dancing.
Okay, so last season on Vanderpump Rules, meet Katie, Stassi, and Kristen, and they're all best friends, and all their boyfriends are best friends. We meet Sheena, who Stassi doesn't like because Sheena is a stealing, fame-whoring piece of shit. But Stassi's really just, like, insecure with her relationship. And then we meet Frank, which Stassi's dating Jax, which is inferred if you watch season one, but you get it. So then we meet Frank, and he told Stassi a rumor that Jax got a girl pregnant in Vegas. And Stassi broke up with Jax and started dating Frank. And no one liked this. None of her friends, none of her friends' boyfriends, Jax didn't like this. So it led to multiple verbal fights between her friends. It led
to, gosh, this is so long.
I know, I got to go through it all. It led to a physical fight between enemies, Jax and Frank, and the destruction of one chunky sweater. Jax then quit his job at Sir and admitted to cheating on Stassi. And Sheena was the only one of Stassi's friends that was there in her time of need. And now they're imagining where they could be a year from then. And we're here.
And scene.
Scene.
My God. I was like holding my breath, I felt like.
It was a whole season I had to wrap up.
I know. So basically, go watch season one if you haven't.
Or just go off what I said and pick up with season two. Yeah. I gave you the gist.
There it is.
We open up at Kyle Richards' house.
Oh my gosh, I love Kyle.
She was my favorite. Me too. So
we get all the, like, I'm so pumped because we get some scenes of some Real Housewives of Beverly Hills here.
We do. And I've noted them because this was the cast when I watched it. So yeah. I saw a few. So Sir is catering an event at Kyle's. We get Sheena and Stassi and Katie and Jax and a one Christina Kelly, who, yes, I'm going to say it, if I had to be one person on the show, I would be Christina Kelly. She's my favorite person.
Interesting.
I love Christina. We also get Francis, the executive chef, because he was my
favorite. Love him.
I just write down all the names. There was a problem with Kristen. We don't know a lot about it, but she had a diva moment and she walked home. And Lisa basically says, we're here to serve, not to provide entertainment. So we're not dealing with it.
True.
Yolanda is flirting with Tom at the bar.
Yolanda Hadid. Ooh.
Flirting with Tom. Great. Sandoval. He's getting his tips tonight. We see Kyle really quick. We get Katie with some orange hair.
Yeah, we do.
Which, if you want to find out more about Katie's orange hair, join our Patreon for Alicia's book report. Oh, yeah. I dove in.
Plug.
So we have Sheena talking to Brandy. And Brandy
in the kitchen,
asks her,
which is weird because all the food's prepped in the kitchen.
Yeah, I don't know what Brandy's doing. But Brandy goes back there and asks Sheena about her tooth because Sheena's tooth's a little gray.
Well, Sheena starts conversation and says, like, you look really pretty tonight. Like, I kind of like this because she's like trying to like ease her way in, like make a simple comment. You look really pretty tonight. Like, I'm shocked Sheena's at this event.
Same. But I mean, I guess the point of her talking to Brandy was so that they could be in the same place. And with Kristen leaving, maybe we just couldn't afford to let Sheena go. You know?
True.
So we find out Sheena had an accident and something happened to her tooth. It like chipped and now.
Yeah, I forget what she said, but you can clearly, I mean, not to like shame the girl, but you can clearly see there's like a black or like grayish thing where her root and her tooth meet, which I would be embarrassed too. I get it. Yeah. Like it's, once you see it too, I could not stop looking at it, to be honest.
I could. I saw it once and like forgot about it. But
all throughout the episode, I was like, ooh.
I also noticed that Brandy was here with Kim. Kim's crazy. Yes. Kim's the crazy housewife.
Yep.
Kyle's cousin or sister.
It's Kyle's sister, yeah. Sister. But of course, Sheena's then upset because Brandy commented on the tooth. Oh. So she walks outside and runs into Lisa and starts tearing up. And
Does my tooth look okay?
Yes, honey,
and Lisa's like, what the fuck? Yeah, it looks fine.
It looks fine. You're fine.
She's like, oh, because Brandy.
She's like, well, you obviously know, like, there's something wrong with it, but, like, I apologize on behalf of her. She shouldn't have done that. You know she did that just to do a dig. Like, Lisa's, like, talking her down. And my favorite part is when Sheena goes, I'm just going to go put this tray down. And Lisa's like, oh, my God. Like, can you just do your job?
Serve the food. Yeah. But Sheena's a singer, okay? Her mouth is everything to her. So this surgery was a big deal, to which I was like, surgery? Oh, my God, life's happening. So Lisa also digs a little at Sheena, and she's like, because Sheena's like, Brandy said it. And Lisa's like, well, you did sleep with her husband.
Like, this is her just getting back at you. Like, this is always going to happen. Toughen up.
And then, oh, there's just more drama. So Sheena and Stassi are in the kitchen. They start fighting, and we get kind of the story. So basically, the day of Sheena's surgery, Sheena didn't hear from Katie, Kristen, or Stassi, to which Stassi responds, Sheena, you weren't dying. You were in the dentist's office. And Sheena says it wasn't the dentist's office. It was a huge oral surgery that was 6.5 hours.
Oh, God. And then, of course, Jax runs over to Lisa, saying that the girls are fighting in the kitchen.
Yeah. Oh, my God. There's, like, things happening
in the
kitchen.
Which I kind of don't mind this, because I don't mind a little tattletaling on this, because it's like, hey, I don't know if you can hear that, but they're yelling in the kitchen.
So it gets a little worse, because Sheena's obviously hurt and Stassi doesn't care. And I think the real problem with Stassi is that the fact that Stassi didn't reach out to Sheena got back to Lisa, and now Lisa sympathizes with Sheena.
Yeah, this is interesting. This is we're finding out there's a flip of roles going on.
What do you think, Meredith?
With Sheena and
Stassi. Are you team Stassi or team Sheena?
You know, to be honest, I'm more of a Stassi in this moment. I'm just like not a texter when things happen, especially like if obviously if like your parent passed, like here's your text and all these things. But in my opinion, I'd be more like a Stassi where it's like, listen, you were just at the dentist. It's really not that big of a deal. I feel like I would reach out post to try and like bring something over, do that little bit. And then I get out of Dodge. But it seemed like Sheena really wanted somebody to like sit with her and be with her. It really wasn't the text full on. It was like Sheena wanted someone.
I'm a forget kind of person. So if you tell me something is going to happen, I'll forget. Like if you text me immediately and just be like, hey, what's up? Just so you know, this is what's happening. Like, hey, I chipped my tooth. I'd be like, oh my God, are you okay? But the day you go in, I'm probably not going to remember.
But this seemed like it was kind of like pretty urgent, because later on in the episode, Sheena says if she hadn't gone to get her surgery immediately, it would have been like a way bigger problem. So I imagine she probably had an issue, went in it for surgery the day or two later, where I'm sure they were texting about the issue. And then it's like, okay, we already talked about it. Like, you're getting it fixed. We're fine.
I agree. I would probably try and do like an after, like, do you want a milkshake type of thing?
Yeah.
But
pay your dues, I think get it over with.
At this point, like, Stassi's not going to change Sheena's mind, because you can't tell someone, like, I didn't hurt your feelings. So I think at that point, Stassi, like, we know Stassi's not always the bigger person, if at all. So I think at that point, Stassi should have just been like, I'm sorry.
I agree.
And then if Sheena doesn't move on, that's on Sheena.
That's on her. Yeah, I think just an apology, kind of just to get it over with, because...
But that wouldn't be good drama, so I, like, get it, but...
True. Very true.
So then they're fighting in Kyle's, and I love if you look in the background, Kim is just watching. She's just, like, there in the doorway. She's so weird. Kim was my least favorite. She was so weird. Okay, sorry. So Stassi goes outside and starts venting to Jax about Sheena and about Sheena making Lisa not like her, which I think is just ridiculous at that point. I hate this argument the whole way through, and we'll discuss
it.
Okay. Jax then tells us in his confessional or his
confessional. It'll work.
Jax has had a pretty tough year. He quit his job at Sir, and he cheated on Stassi and lied to his friends about it, all of which were his own decisions.
But you know
I don't think he had that.
Hard to play the victim when you did everything wrong.
And his year was so fucking hard. It's not that Stassi got cheated on, or that Lisa lost an employee, or that his friends got lied to. Jax is the victim.
Oh, yeah. And you know what? But he's got his job back and he's got his friends back. So he's good. He just needs that one final thing. Stassi.
My eyes could not roll back further. So we find out Stassi has had 3 moments of weakness with Jax in the past year, but a girl's got to get laid sometimes.
Honestly, I feel that's like that's not too bad.
That's not bad. 3 in a year. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
And they're around each other constantly. It's not even like she can go away from him.
It's not like a drunk text. It's like he's right next to me and we're drunk
all the time. And 3 times is all. That's amazing.
In one year? That's once a quarter. Nope, that's yeah. not. That's
nope, that's even nope. less.
Yeah.
That's even better. So Jax has this great line. You made love to me, and now you're just going to act like that.
Ew.
I guess that's his thing. Sassy doesn't want to date him. Sassy's made very clear we're not dating. But Jax is like, you made love, and now you're just going to leave me?
And she's like, yeah. The best is, like, at this point is whenever, like, she wants a water. And he's like, I guess I'll just get a water myself. Like, why are we talking about this right now?
Why are you trying to fall back in love with me? I hate when people say make love. It is the worst line. I hate it in romantic movies. I don't find it romantic. I hate it here. Ugh.
I don't think it's cute.
No, I don't think it's at all attractive.
No, no. It makes me more uncomfortable than any other way people describe it.
I was trying to think yesterday of like a weirder way to say it, and I like literally couldn't. This is the worst.
Okay, moving on.
So the party finally ends, and they're going out to parlor room. Everyone leaves, and they leave
Sheena
behind.
Except for Sheena.
To clean up.
They take all the bottles of everything.
Yeah, oh, they take the alcohol. Christina Kelly had like 4 bottles walking out there.
I would take it all.
Yeah, good for Christina Kelly.
Especially the like almost empty stuff. What are you going to do with it? Take it back to serve for one more drink?
Yeah, Lisa doesn't need it.
No.
So now we go to the parlor room. They all changed because they're not going to go in their
obviously.
Uniform.
I actually wondered if they were going to go. I kind of would.
I feel like one
night out would be so fun.
Yeah. So Kristen's there waiting for them. Katie comes in.
Sad.
Oh, yeah. She's just sipping. Okay. Oh, if you haven't noticed it yet, I don't know how people don't notice it, but Kristen drinking out of a straw is the worst fucking thing I've ever seen in my life. She like misses her mouth and it's the most gross. Ugh, I hate it. And she did
Interesting. I don't think I've ever noticed it.
She like doesn't hold the straw a lot of the time. She just like picks up her drink. So then the straw's moving and her mouth is just like
following it.
It's gross. I hate it. Okay, so Katie walks in and tells Kristen that she picked the wrong time and place to pick a fight, and Kristen says, well, she's not a doormat like them.
I was just like flabbergasted by this whole conversation.
Kristen's a psycho. Okay, this whole conversation is basically Kristen stood up to Lisa.
Tom says she shouldn't have said no to Lisa.
Yes. Especially at like a work event. I get that.
Yeah.
Like Kristen's trying to make, and that's your boss. Like when your boss tells you to do something, if it's not out of your realm of job requirements.
Like if it's your job restriction, if it's like, hey, go clean those glasses. And you're like, no.
That's clearly like, something a waitress would do.
Yeah.
Okay.
Get off your phone whenever there's like no guests there, and you're like, listen, I'm just like, I'm responding to something. I get like that, like standing up for yourself there. Like there's certain little moments where it's like,
also though,
I'm going to stand up for myself.
Do we think Kristen did this respectfully?
No, of course not.
So,
absolutely whatever. Not.
So Kristen calls them all out because every single one of them talks shit about Lisa and none of them have the balls to stand up to her. Kristen's this martyr, you guys. She stands up.
And Kitty's
the bad
like,
guy.
Fuck you. We all know you complain about something all the time and won't do anything about it. And everybody's like, in theory, the whole audience is like, what are you talking about? What thing?
Tom Sandoval is like, let's not bring this up. This is not a good thing.
We shouldn't talk about this. I was even more confused when Tom was like, let's not talk about this. I was like, what are we talking about?
And then
we get Tom's interview. You know, they've been together for 5.5 years. Things were
banging. For
you know, they
six.
Were going through a rough patch, begging for sex. And, you know, Tom cheated on Kristen in Vegas while he was there for a modeling gig.
Stop going to Vegas.
Yeah.
My God.
I've realized this is the problem.
Vegas is the problem. I can't even blame the boys. Something happens in Vegas. There must be.
Well, I think something
air.
Does happen in Vegas. Like, A, when you're away from your partner, you're shit faced. There's just like a vibe. There's like all these beautiful people. There's a lot of money, a lot of booze.
You just got to bang
it's
someone
just,
that's
no,
not
I'm just
your
saying
girlfriend?
It's a lot of temptation.
Oh my God. So, everyone cheats in Vegas, is what I've come to anyway.
Yeah. It's a lot easier to hide it, too.
We also find out Kristen's 30 years old.
Yeah, whoa. It was rough. How many did she say 3 days after her birthday?
Oh, it was 2 days after her
30th birthday.
No, maybe it was 3 days after her 30th birthday.
Yeah, it was something.
Happy birthday to me.
Yeah.
So, that's great. I love it.
That's the drama for the season.
I kind of don't really like Kristen.
No.
So then we go shopping with Lisa, Pandora, and Sheena.
Which I think this is weird. Do you think this is weird?
Kinda.
Okay.
I think it's weird in the sense, like, I think if they were just shopping, that'd be fine. But they're shopping for matching birthday dresses.
And I don't think it started off. I don't think they met, like, started off doing matching.
I think they did because Lisa said they want to match because they have the same birthday and they're having the same birthday party and then they want to have the matching dresses.
See, I think it's abnormal for Sheena to be shopping with Lisa.
I don't know. If she's with Pandora.
Even Stassi shopping with her would be a little bit abnormal.
Yeah.
But I could see Sheena. I found it so weird. Like, you see Lisa and Pandora first, and then you saw Sheena, and I was like, what? What is happening? And that's when they mentioned Sheena and Pandora have been friends for years, in quotes. I'm going to put this because I think this is so dumb. And yeah, Lisa's throwing them a joint birthday party.
I'm going to say, fine, you want to throw a joint birthday
that
party?
That makes sense to me, yeah.
I hate matching outfits. My mom would always make my sister and I dress matching. And the worst part is I'm 5 years older than her. So I was wearing something that a toddler was wearing most of my life. I hate matching outfits. My friends in college, when they'd be like, we should match, I'd be like, absolutely not. I'm over it. I'm done. Unless it's Halloween, I'm not matching with you.
There's a time and place for matching, like bid day, Halloween. That's about it.
Costume parties.
Yeah. Like if you are going as like a duo makes sense. However, your birthday party when you're 28 years old, no.
Yeah, no, this is awful.
Like accessories can match. Like I get why, like I have like made t-shirts with my family friends, but even like when we do that, I won't wear it with the group. I'm like, I want the t-shirt for later on. I'm not wearing this right now.
No, I like absolutely hate it. It's my nightmare. So that's the biggest problem I have with this whole scene.
I agree. I thought it was a joke. Oh my God. I didn't realize that they said at the beginning, like they wanted to get matching dresses. I thought they just ended up both liking the same dress and thought it was funny and did it.
Nope. No. They're out for matching dresses. But while we're shopping, we talk about Kristen. Lisa's done with Kristen. Over it.
Yeah.
We talk about the Stassi thing. Sheena believes that Stassi owes her a huge apology because she went through this oral surgery for 6.5 hours. This is the part when I get fed up with Sheena. If we're going to keep fucking bringing it up, I'm over it.
Yeah.
Shut the fuck up about
it. This seems like not that big of a problem to constantly hammer it home.
Yeah. I would just find Sheena so
annoying.
Because
you have Shay. If she didn't have Shay, I would think it was a bigger deal, to be honest. Yeah. But like, you have your boyfriend who's going to, you're covered.
The only point I'll give Sheena is something Lisa said. When she said, when Stassi had no one, the only person that reached out was Sheena. So yeah, Stassi should make some sort of an effort and at least apologize.
But she keeps saying like Katie and Kristen didn't reach out. I'm like, okay, why are we expecting these people to reach out?
I don't know why. Why do we expect anything out of Kristen? I'm so over it.
Yeah.
So they're doing a sit down birthday lunch and then they're going to go out that night, which Pandora doesn't seem like the type to go out, but you know, whatever. But
we'll
Pandora
see
and Jason, just the parents of the crew. And Lisa ends up buying Sheena a $300 dress, but she can't
tell. Don't tell anyone. It's my birthday present.
Best boss ever.
Oh, this is just like uncomfortable.
Okay. So now we're out with Stassi's dad, Mark. Mark still lives in New Orleans. He owns his own architect firm and is very wealthy, but he still knows how to party.
Oh yeah, he's going to Monte Carlo.
Yeah, oh, he goes ham. And we find out Jax is going to come meet Mark.
Yes, this seems interesting.
Yeah, we find out, well, we already kind of knew, but Stassi doesn't trust Jax. But she sees him trying so hard to be with her, and she doesn't know if she should just give him a chance. Mm-hmm. But Mark says that Jax's problem is that he's too good looking, and he knows it. So he tries to get away with stuff.
Yeah.
But Stassi has the same problem, but she can get away with it and marry a rich guy. But Jax can't.
Jax doesn't have that option whenever he fucks everything else up, which is honestly a pretty good way to put this. Yeah, they're both pretty people that they can screw up and they get passes for it. But at some point, Jax becomes an old guy with nobody. But Stassi at some point can just marry a rich guy and live on. Yeah. Yeah.
So Jax shows up, and let's get to the roasting of Jax Taylor.
Well, first off, Stassi immediately leaves the table, which appreciate.
Jax apologizes to Mark and says that he loves Stassi and he wants her in his life. And he says, you know, Stassi's the one who started dating someone 2 days after they broke up. And
this
Mark
is wrong,
like
deflection.
That was the word. I literally wrote down, is he mentally stupid?
It was kind of going okay, because he was like, I apologize for cheating on Stassi and the grief I put her through. And you guys, I'm sure you guys were so upset. Like, it kind of starts off, obviously he doesn't know how to apologize and doesn't know what he's going to say. But bringing up Frank is such a bitch move.
And Mark doesn't deal. Mark is like, well, you kind of cheated on her, so I don't know.
And Jax is like, have you met Frank? I know you met him. And Mark's like, I did. Isn't he
really
a piece of work? Well, some people would say, Jax, you're a piece of work.
And then Mark is like telling Jax that he needs to get his life together. And when he was Jax's age, he had a role model in Steve McQueen, who is an actor, in case you didn't know.
I did not.
Steve McQueen up. Because Jax was like, I don't know who this is. And I was like, I can't even fault him because I don't know.
I appreciate him saying, I need to go to the bath. I need to excuse myself, go to the bathroom and Google this guy. I was like, that's smart.
In case you're wondering, Steve McQueen is an actor. He was known as King of Cool. He had an anti-hero personality in Hollywood, which made him a top box office draw in the 60s and 70s. So Mark must have been a kid in the 60s or 70s, getting ready to take on the world.
100%. Probably born late 50s, I would say, actually.
Mm-hmm. So Mark just, this whole thing is Mark roasting Jax about how dumb he is and how he needs to get it together. And by the time Mark was Jax's age, he had it together. And Jax is like 30 fucking years, right? Yeah, 30 fucking years old and has nothing.
No.
I don't think Mark likes Jax very much.
No, I don't think he likes Frank by any means.
He likes Frank better, I think.
Yeah, I think he realizes, oh, just Frank's like a guy who's put together, who's easier, like... But man, this shithead Jax, like, is going nowhere.
So now we go to Sir. Katie, Sheena, Kristen are all working. Kristen, I love. I can see why she's a good waitress. She drops off the drinks at a table and goes, get drunk and be merry.
I think she has some...
she's got people skills.
Yeah, like she's got a way of like making people have fun with her, even at the table.
Stassi's working, so's Peter. He gives Stassi and Katie tequila shots on the job, which is very
I was shocked. I loved how she did that. She was like, can I get two tequila shots for my table and two more?
And he was like, yeah, okay. And he does it. And I was like, so impressed. Okay, so Lisa comes through, greets all the tables and the servers.
I love it.
Restaurant's great. Staff is a hot mess.
Business is booming.
Lisa goes to Natalie or Nathalie.
Yeah, come on. It's an H. My computer even knows it now.
And we got to talk to Kristen. Get Kristen for me.
About last night? Yeah.
I'd be so scared if Nathalie came to get me and then walked me to Lisa just sitting there.
Oh,
cry.
You could tell she felt uncomfortable because Kristen walks in and she goes, should I sit here? And Lisa's like, yeah, let's go.
Yeah. So we find out Kristen was super rude to Lisa. She swore and shouted at Lisa. And Kristen says that Lisa was aggressive, which I don't think Lisa's aggressive.
I think Lisa has like a strong hand, but I don't think she's not really a shouter.
Yeah. Lisa's over it. She says that Kristen can't go through life and say whatever she wants and have no consequences. Nathalie's there and she asks if something's happening in Kristen's life. Kristen just starts crying and says she can't talk about it.
Yeah. And Nathalie says that Kristen has changed after meeting Tom, and Kristen's like, I can't talk about him. I can't talk about him.
So dramatic. But Lisa thinks a 2-week suspension would do Kristen some good, which is generous.
I like how this conversation perks up. Like, I really think you need some time to like handle yourself. I think a 2-week suspension would be a good idea.
Without pay, get out of here.
Bye, bitch.
But yeah, your actions have consequences, Kristen.
But Kristen still doesn't give a fuck. She says she would rather take a 2-week suspension than lay down and take Lisa's shit. Okay, I'm sorry, honey. You don't own this business with her.
Yeah. Fuck you, Kristen. No, Kristen.
You're not even a manager. You're her a lowly server.
Her thought process just like doesn't make sense to me. And I understand they have a different relationship with Lisa than like we have with our bosses. But still can't be rude or mean to them.
No, it's not about what you say. Usually it's how you say it.
And it's not about standing up to your boss. It's like, it's okay to apologize and be wrong to keep your job. Like one's going to fall.
Sometimes you got to kiss the gold ring.
Yeah. Okay. So we go to the back of Sir, and Kristen tells Katie and Stassi that she was suspended for 2 weeks. And she's like, obviously I'm like upset, but I'm just going to go. Katie's like, okay, I'll call you later.
Stassi says nothing. She could care less.
I think Stassi was in shock. Just like, Kristen looked disheveled. I don't understand.
Yeah. No, but what's weird is Kristen walks out and says, are you two like done for the night? And Stassi says yes. And Katie says no. And she tells them she got fired, and Stassi says nothing. Not like, oh, let's go hang out then.
Stassi didn't want to go hang out there. Yeah. No, that was her like.
Stassi's like, I'm not offering anything. Nope. I need to go home.
No, because I'm sure they're just going to hear about the Tom situation. And she's I just don't want to touch it.
Nope.
So now we go to Crunch Fitness with Jax and Tom Schwartz. We're working out. We get a good little 30 seconds of just pure grunting, which was...
I love this. Jax is killing it, and Schwartz is struggling.
I love... Jax is, like, full-on doing push-ups and grunting and lifting the bar, and Schwartz is like, what does this do?
Done.
Tom and Katie are happy, but Jax is not happy about that hair color, am I right?
God. And Schwartz mentions that she got mad at him a few times because he called it orange.
It is orange.
I know, but your boyfriend can't say that. He knows it. And it clearly was a slip up because he said she got mad at me because I accidentally called it orange. And he's like,
I'm sure she came home and was like, do not call this orange.
And then he was like, orange.
So Schwartz says in his interview that, Jax lied to him, but he doesn't hold a grudge for him lying about cheating on Stassi. Like, it's totally fine. This dude, he does not have a problem in the world. This Mactor,
He's so easygoing. He loves his friend.
He doesn't need to work out. He doesn't need to worry about his friends lying. He's got a girlfriend with orange hair. Not a problem in the world.
It's what we call go with the flow.
Jax is bitching about how difficult girlfriends are, but would love to get back with Stassi.
Oh, let's make that clear. I just want to let you know that, like, my life before Stassi was pretty great. But I have an itch to just get back in Stassi's life.
But girlfriends are such fucking bitches, am I right? Fucking suck, but I'd love to date Stassi again.
But, like, Stassi, though.
Stassi's the best. And he tells Schwartz about him meeting with Papa Schroeder. He doesn't think Mark dislikes him, which Jax has read that situation wrong.
I think his radar is off.
This whole combo was just Jax, like, hate your girlfriend's hair color. Girlfriends suck. wish I had Stassi as my girlfriend. Her dad doesn't hate me. And the whole time I'm just like, where's this dude live? Like, is he there?
I don't think he has like a true reality.
What's going on?
The real question is, how many times do you think Jax looked in the mirror at the gym?
Oh, he never stopped looking in the mirror.
He probably did it all in a mirror.
Ooh. Oh, yeah. Oh, ooh. No. This man doesn't. No, Schwartz is watching Jax because Schwartz doesn't know what to do. And Jax is watching himself. That's what it is. As the camera also watches Jax, which Jax loves because I think he's a narcissist.
Oh, 100%.
So let's go to Tom and Kristen's apartment. Tom, it's
this
just Tom and
some
Kristen.
Great energy. Some, we got some great tea. Energy.
Stassi's coming over. She's not there yet. She's on her way. We find out, here it is, Tom screwed up bottle service girl in Vegas 3 days after her 30th birthday. Oh, no. What an awful birthday. I once got dumped a week after my 21st birthday, but I think this would be worse.
Yeah. At least, here's the thing. At least you got the birthday, is all I'm saying. Can you imagine this 3 days before her birthday?
And... like, not to say, like, being 21 is, well, no one cheated on me. Let's start with that, yeah. Which is, like, the worst. But also, like, I was 21. I was in college. This girl's 30. She thinks she's going to marry this dude.
And five and a half years into a relationship, and then you get cheated on? Yikes. Yikes. And you live with him.
Oh, I know. It's all bad.
And so she says that, well, she says breaking up with him is not simple. And that's true, in my opinion. 5 years together. Apartment together. That's hard.
Yeah. But okay, so they've totally haven't really talked about this issue because Kristen apparently only tries to talk about it when she's drunk, which Tom doesn't want to do for good reason, I think. But I don't think Kristen can make herself speak her mind unless she's drunk, which I also
know because you can tell in this moment, obviously Stassi's about to come over, Tom's going to work, so they can't actually talk. So then they're just dropping little sassy remarks that are just like keeping these coals nice and hot. There's no real fire, but it's like, I can't do this anymore. Tom says, like, I can no longer do all the fighting.
Yeah. And she's like, well, then don't cheat on me. Don't fuck a girl in Vegas. And he's like, we're not going to talk about this now. And she's like, well, when do you want to talk about it? And he's like, not when you're drinking. Drunk?
Yeah.
And she's like, I think Kristen's always drunk. Like, I think she's so sad. She just constantly opens a bottle.
I understand
Which,
that.
Like, I get it.
Well, because the thing is, like, when he's at work, she's probably alone and is, like, upset. Sad. Yeah.
She's thinking about that girl, Cassandra, that fucked Tom in her bed before they met.
Oh, man. Look how crazy she got there. But anyways, Tom goes to work. Stassi walks in. And Kristen's teared up. Kristen, like, is
putting
herself together.
When they're arguing, I hate this. This is almost as bad as making love. Tom is, like, trying to defend his actions a little bit. We were stagnant. We hadn't had sex in 3 months. You cringed every time I tried to hug you, which I was like, this is the relationship and red flags everywhere.
The, like, visual. Why? I just, like, go in for visual and somebody goes like, oh, like the shoulders tighten up, the like fists.
That'd be like if I like was deathly sick, someone would cringe like how I'm picturing if I tried.
Here's
to
the
them.
Thing. I don't condone cheating, but I understand how this happened is all I'm going to say.
I can see how it happens. Please no one cheat on me. I will never forgive you.
No, anyway. I'm just saying I understand how.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously you can get cheated on and have a great relationship still, but I'm just saying this isn't a huge shock.
Kristen came back and she was like, I also wasn't having sex, but I didn't cheat on you. Boom. Got him. So Tom says they're supposed to be moving forward. Kristen just can't move forward. Here's my thing. And I'm going to say it and people can hate, but I don't care. If someone cheats on you, you have every right to break up and leave that person, or you can stay in the relationship. But if you choose to stay in that relationship, you need to work out the issues and forget about it. Like, you can't keep everything.
You can't keep using it as a button anytime you fight.
Yeah, no. If you're going
to
stand
and it'll take time. It's okay to talk about it, but you need to start progressing and trying to move past it.
You can't just be like, hey, remember that time you fucked someone, cheated on me? Like, it's got to be like, no. So, Kristen, I see why you're sad. I get it. But you got to stop drinking and yelling about it, girl. You got to deal and make
the
your
pep talk of the quarantine. You got to stop drinking and yelling.
You can keep stop drinking, rage but
texting
don't yell.
In person.
Okay, yeah. Sassy walks in on Kristen crying. You really, really feel the
just
negative
tearing
vibe.
Up. It wasn't crying. She was just tearing up.
The negative vibes were there.
Oh, I love how Kristen just puts that out. Just all these negative vibes. I'm sure about the negative vibes.
Kristen says that her and Stassi are such strong women. And here's Stassi considering getting back with a guy that cheated on her. And Kristen is still dating and living with someone that cheated on her.
Now we're on Stassi's side is all I'm saying.
Oh, my God.
Now we understand last season.
Oh, yeah, we get it. Thank God. And Tom didn't even just, like, fuck this girl and leave.
Yeah, we find out. Okay, so Kristen says... Wasn't just a drunk hookup. Yep, he was with her for 2 days in Vegas. This is where you leave.
This isn't just
I got super fucked up and I slept with someone because I got blacked out, which still isn't an excuse because in my opinion, you do what you really want to do when you're drinking.
Yeah,
but this is even worse.
Yeah.
And so Kristen found out because her and Tom share a phone bill. She obviously like knew something was up. So they looked at Tom's outgoing calls once the phone bill came and saw some Vegas numbers, called all of them until they found the girl.
Girls are amazing.
And I would attend on that detective work.
That's great.
Also, she did say something about the girl tweeting about it. So I don't know where that falls into the true timeline.
I don't either. Yeah. She's maybe bragging about it.
I don't know if that started the phone bill search, but either way.
They did amazing things. Sherlock Holmes has nothing on a woman's scorn.
Boys, don't share a phone bill with your girlfriend.
I feel like this was the time when like cell phones came into it and they're just like, we'll get on the same plan. Like now I'm just permanently on my parents' plan and I will never leave it.
Never. Like, my dad tried to get me to leave for a better deal that me and my brother would be on. And I was like, absolutely not. Don't you do this to me.
I don't know how to start a phone bill.
We're not doing
this. A phone account. My grandparents are on our phone account. So we got three generations.
No one's leaving.
Okay.
The grandkids will be put on it in 15 years.
It's just never ending under my dad's name.
Oh my God.
3 years. Okay. So Kristen chugging down her wine, which she deserves. Stassi tells Kristen about Jack's meeting with Mark. They start talking about this birthday party that's coming up for Sheena and Pandora.
And they do not want to go.
No. But Stassi's going because Pandora is her boss at the Divine Addiction.
Yeah, Kristen, which this tells you, I think that tells you how bad Pandora and Stassi's relationship is.
Yeah, like she needs to go.
She's not going there because her and Pandora are friends. She's going just because that's her boss and she doesn't want to hear about it.
Pandora would say something. And Kristen's not going to lunch, probably because she wasn't invited.
There's no way she's invited. And I don't think she's truly invited to the after party, but it's an open bar. Like, you can't just kick somebody out.
Also, why is Stassi sitting on the floor during this at Kristen's?
You know, I really thought about this, there was that, like, platter of food, and I would do that. I would sit right in front of the food.
But it's just the two of them. They could have put it in between them and then both had it. If there were three people, then I get it.
I like sitting on the floor sometimes.
I don't know. Stassi looked good. I was just wondering why she, like, Kristen didn't even offer her a chair or something. Whatever.
Well, let's go to this terrible birthday party.
Woo woo. So Lisa warns Pandora before anything happens. Don't get in this Kristen drama.
Kristen's
not going to come to the lunch, but like, don't
let's not involved. Even talk about it. Don't talk to her.
Sheena and Shay show up. We get Ariana, the Villa Blanca bartender. Jason's also here. Stassi and Katie come in. They both wish a happy birthday.
Schwartz on either arm with him.
That's right. He's pimping them out a little bit. He's a pimp. So they both say happy birthday to Sheena and Pandora because
they're polite.
It'd be really awkward if they didn't. Peter and Jax come in. Jax is invited because he's the only person that reached out to Sheena after her surgery, which is surprising to me. Which is
fucking insane. I don't really believe that. I believe of the six people in the couples, he's the only
one. I bet Sheena texted him and was like, hey, I just had surgery. And he was like, oh my God, you okay?
Are you okay? Yeah.
On what? My tooth, I told you. Oh, yeah.
Did you see the last guest to arrive?
Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. It's Jen and Jeremy with their baby, the Sir
like,
baby.
What is happening?
If you guys listen to my post show, I did a whole background on Jen and Jeremy.
I don't even remember this. I remember this party, but I did not even remember they brought the baby.
Mm-hmm. So Lisa immediately takes the baby and is like, okay, mom and dad, you can go. Can you just see Lisa? Because she didn't sit at lunch with them. Can you just see her being like, I will babysit this baby?
With my housekeeper, let's be honest. Yeah.
Adios. Jen and Jeremy, because where'd the baby go?
Yeah, that's true. I would take that on.
I mean,
that's
the housekeeper
genius.
Would probably totally take the baby. I get it.
Yeah.
But yeah, so hey, Jen and Jeremy, you guys look beautiful. I love Jen. I think she's the most gorgeous girl in the entire world. But okay. So Sheena asked Stassi to step away from the group and talk before lunch. It's been 7 weeks since they've hung out, which is like so long.
Which is insane because I would have
given up on this friendship.
Majority of the off season, they were truly hanging out.
Yeah, and it's all because of a tooth that they no longer hang out.
This is like Sheena. Really, it's been 7 weeks since this happened. It seems like Sheena's really got to let this tooth go.
Oh, I know. Okay, so Sheena says she was hurt. And Stassi says she thought about Sheena, but it's not like Sheena was dying, so she would survive. But like, what? Like, why does Stassi even have to say? Like, it makes me.
I know. This is why I love for the TV show what Stassi says, because it's like, well, I mean, like, it's not like you were dying.
But like, if this was really real life, like, can you picture yourself as Sheena? I'd be like, this is the most frustrating.
I'd like slap her. I'd be pissed.
Okay. We get it that Sheena needed to have her tooth removed or she would have gone to the hospital. So it was like she was going to die. Sheena talks about how she knew once Stassi got Katie and Kristen back, she's going to dump Sheena. And I think this is mainly what Sheena's pissed about.
I think so too.
This is it. Sheena starts crying. Stassi apologizes. Thank God. So it could just be over.
But don't worry, she does say in our interview, it's definitely a fake apology.
Definitely not over. Okay, so Lisa no longer has this baby. See, this is why I'm like, where's the baby?
Because I know, but she brings it out talking about Jiggy as her baby.
Jiggy's there. I think the housekeeper. I'm sure Lisa was like, our housekeeper will
play. It's probably napping in the what's it called? Babies just nap.
Cute little baby. Okay, so Sheena, then, because now Sheena's just got to be a shitster. Is Kristen coming tonight? And Sassy's like, yeah.
Yeah.
And then Pandora goes, who's she coming to see? Me or Sheena? Because I have no interest in seeing her tonight.
Loved it. I loved it, Pandora. Boom. 10 out Boom. Of 10 comment. Good question, though, but seriously.
Sheena? Okay, or not Sheena. Pandora is the only person, I think, that can hold a candle to Stassi and out-bitch her.
That's like,
Pandora
true.
Pandora does not give a shit.
But Pandora does it better because this isn't like Stassi's earlier comment of, it's not like you were dying. Like, Pandora wouldn't say that low of comments, but it's like, just wanted to ask a question. Like, who is she coming to see? You know, like.
Yeah. Pandora's
so classy
about it.
Or when you retell the story, yeah. It doesn't really look that bad, yeah. But it's like her tone and her ways. Like, oh, who is she coming to see?
Like, Stassi goes low and she goes like, bitchy and like rude.
Yeah.
But
Pandora
just
has
says
that
what she
bitchiness.
Thinks.
Yeah.
Yeah. And no one knows how to respond because Pandora was so fucking right. Like, you can't.
And that British accent does help.
I love it. Sheena agrees and they start talking about how disrespectful Kristen is.
Which is dumb. Why are we talking about this?
I think it came up in Pandora. I had to be like, I'm going to stick up for my mom because, like, it's also my business. But, like, I think Sheena probably should have, like, not started it. Everyone starts sharing their opinions.
This Ariana is the dumbest is part favorite. When then Sheena goes, oh wait, yeah, tell the opinions.
Ariana goes, if it's such a big deal, why doesn't she get a job somewhere else? Which, like, Ariana's just up there with Pandora, just like pure
WTF random ass,
like,
comments.
Yeah, I love it.
But Sheena, well, like, why are we even talking about this at my birthday? It's like, bitch, you brought it up.
You did this.
You started this at your birthday.
So then we get our beautiful 2-minute break, a world dominated by Stassi
Schroeder. Oh, hold on. Best comment is more? Katie. No, just Katie's lovely comment. Katie feels like Sheena wants to be in their friend group so bad that she's just trying to wedge her way right where Kristen is. She got to dig at Kristen and dig her out of that friend group.
I think Sheena would be an upgrade to Kristen. So, like, I don't
know. I think as friend-wise, yes. But I think you can tell this friend group is solidified. Kristen, Katie, and Stassi are the friends. And Sheena's the one on the outside. Every friend group dynamic kind of has this. Like, even if there's, like, three people, there's always a duo who's better, like, closer than three.
I guess.
Like, you either know you're the one on the inner side or you know you're a little further out.
That's true. Well, sorry, Sheena.
Every group has this.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, I haven't had it in a while, I guess.
Or like so obvious or like you've accepted it. Like you're just not as closer to like one, like that girl or, you know. Mm-hmm. Like you're not trying to change the dynamic. Sheena's trying to change this dynamic. It's kind of how Kristen was last season, where Katie and Stassi were besties again, she sees them hanging out more and is like, well, we're all three friends. And it's like, well, they're closer.
Sorry about it. Okay, so a world dominated by Stassi Schroeder. I have it all written down.
Do it. I did not write a damn thing down.
Cows would be squirting Pinot Grigio from their teeth.
Ooh.
Stassi would have her own personal spray tanner. She would have a personal parking spot right in front of the liquor store and a pet.
I like that one.
In her world, if you cheated, she would go medieval on your ass. You would be hanged, then impaled, then quartered, will burn your head outside of your family's house, and then she's just gonna, I don't know, stuff your limbs and then put them inside her big mansion that she's going to own, called the White House. She's going to write Obama a letter because she just has so many ideas.
The ideas. Yeah. I think it's going to work great.
Okay. Time for the birthday party. We ready for all this?
No. Because the first thing I was thinking of is, what the hell is Sheena going to wear?
Oh.
That lunch, she was talking about how she had a fab dress.
She delivered. It was, should we go over it really quick? It was like this corset black bejeweled top tutu.
Ugh, I hated it.
Oh, I wouldn't wear it. But
so gaudy.
It's very Sheena.
Very, the tutu was so fluffy, like her bodice came in, and then it was just like a fluff out. It just like didn't, I hated it.
Oh, so they're at this party. Sheena walks in her tutu. Katie says that Sheena really makes her ass twitch. I don't know why I thought it was so funny. Okay, so Pandora then, kind of drunk. I think Candy got a little saucy tonight.
I love it.
She thought, she told Stassi it would be so much fun if them two and Sheena hung out. And Stassi's like, ha.
Stassi's playing pretty nice here. Like, she's not saying anything or being bitchy. But Sheena goes, like, we're all good. All the girls are good. Like, we're good. We're good. Like, Kristen's obviously not here yet. Like, and then looks at Pandora and is like, we're really good.
Like, drunk. Just all these drunk bitches. Also, Tina, the best birthday hype girl in the world. Sheena's like dancing and Tina's like, yes. And like dancing with her and pumping her up. And is what I need in my life on my birthday.
We also get Tina. Sheena's mom and sister are there, and her sister is so young.
Is her sister old enough to
her be sister up? Is like 10 years old. I was like, fuck, this is aggressive.
We get Pandora giving Sheena a present. It can be used if Shay ever puts a ring on it.
Love that comment.
What is it? Oh my God. It's these gaudy, bedazzled heels that are, I gotta give it to Katie. These were the ugliest fucking shoes.
Oh, yes. Pandora, and she's shocked that Pandora picked them out. But I guess you know Sheena so well that she'll love them. But Pandora would never wear these.
Meanwhile, Shay is at the bar with Stassi stealing her skinny margarita.
This was weird.
I think that they became like friends though.
That's true.
And like, you can't get mad at Shay. Shay's just like Shay. And so he probably walked up to Stassi.
It was just weird. He was like drinking out of her drink. I was like, this is just odd. But
he stole the whole skinny margarita.
I know.
He didn't give a fuck.
And he ran away because, of course, Sheena is screaming for Shay so she can show him these gaudy ass heels.
Shay!
I was like, after the second scream, hun.
Look what Pandora got me. And he's like chugging down the skinny mark before he has to go head over there. Okay, so Kristen comes. Oh my God. This girl cannot read a room. She's like, no. Jacked. She walks in and gives Pandora a big ass hug, and Pandora's eyes roll.
Pandora
so
doesn't
far.
Move her arms. She's like leaning back from it. It was.
And Stassi has to be like, you just rolled your eyes. And Pandora's like, I don't give a fuck. Actually, thanks.
Here's the thing. Even if like nothing happened with Lisa, this would be so weird. They're not close.
They're not friends. Her mom doesn't like Kristen. You know, when your parents don't like someone. Kristen walks in, happy birthday, girl. And
Pandora's like, ew, hey, girl.
This is what Kristen looked like when Tom Sandoval tried to hug.
Yeah.
Cringe.
Oh my
we
God.
We saw it live. Okay, so we go to the side. We follow Kristen and Tom. They go to talk to Tina. I think Tina and Tom are really good friends because they like do music together.
And I don't Tina's think this close.
Tina kind of, she brings up the tea. She's like, you guys have an issue. What?
No, she didn't like bring it up. She didn't know. She was like, what's been going on? And Kristen drops like, well, I mean, like Tom cheated on me, so I'm just going to leave you with that.
You don't think she knew?
No.
You don't think the producers were like, go ask?
No, I don't think she did. This doesn't seem like it was widely talked about outside of the six.
They told
Kristen wanted to be
a
dick. It seems like they're friendly work coworkers, but like... Kristen dropped that bomb and was like, bye, bitch.
She dropped it and left. And Tom Sandoval's like, ugh, you're going to be fucking kidding me. And Tina's like, are you fucking kidding? And he's like, listen.
I don't think she knew. Because Tina was like, I'm sorry, you cheated on her? And he's like, so I was in Vegas.
Tina's over it. Thank God Tina does not associate with these crazy people.
Tina doesn't care, but she just got that bomb drop that she's like, all right, well, tell me the story
now. Someone's
got
to tell me something. Yeah. So... Kristen then walks over back to Pandora. That's like this girl
again.
Is a mess. And she doesn't know how to shut up. She's like, I know there were issues, but like those aren't our issues. And like, I love you. And
do you
blah,
think this
blah,
is
blah.
How when Kristen gets drunk, she like talks to Tom, like she just can't leave the issue alone. Like she clearly can't leave Pandora alone because she's drunk and wants to talk about Lisa.
Yeah, she does that thing where she drops a bomb, walks away, and then comes back later with more bombs to drop.
Yeah.
She can't read a room. So she's like, you know, it's let's act like adults because this isn't our issue. And Pandora's like, you don't act like an adult.
Yeah.
Shady Pandora is my favorite.
Oh, okay, yeah. And Pandora says, like, I keep these things separate. You need to figure it out. But, like, I don't agree with what you did. That's being an adult.
I'm disrespecting my mom.
Yeah. Like, bye, bitch. Ugh.
Okay, so Jack shows up. So pathetic. Goes to Stassi. You're the prettiest girl in the world.
You just
oh
look
my
so
God,
pretty.
You look great. And Stassi's like, okay, thanks. But, like, who doesn't love when they get complimented? So she's, like, kind of eating it up. But she's like, what a weirdo.
She can't show it. She says, Jax is so pathetic, but she loves it.
Yeah. So Kristen, Katie, and Stassi go outside. Probably so Kristen can smoke the cig she keeps waving around.
Oh, God.
And she asks how, you know, lunch was. The girls tell Kristen about what was said at the birthday lunch.
Which they aren't even talking that bad, is all I'm saying.
No, yeah. And
just
I mean,
like, hey,
Sheena,
here's what was said.
Sheena did say, like, why are you still friends with Kristen? So they brought that up and they're like, what the fuck? And then Sheena walks out in her black tutu. What you doing?
Hey.
That reminds
and like,
me.
Fuck.
Did you ever watch Phineas and Ferb with that girl that would always show up and be like, what
that Ashley
you
Tisdale?
Doing?
Yeah, Ashley Tisdale's character.
No, it was the other girl. What's her name? The girl from Camp Rock and Cheaper by the Dozen. Allison Stoner.
Oh, was it really?
Yeah, Ashley Tisdale. I watched a lot of it. I have two younger siblings, but the youngest of which is 5 years younger, so I've seen a lot of TV. I wish I hadn't, but I actually liked Phineas and Ferb. Anyway, Ashley Tisdale was the older sister, but this girl, Sheena, what you doing?
This is how you can tell Sheena is not in the group because she didn't walk out with them initially.
She would have been invited to smoke a cig. Yeah.
Yeah.
She shows up. And so a fight, of course, breaks out because Kristen is like, I heard what you said. And Sheena's like, yeah, okay. I'm just saying. And so they start fighting. Kristen's haircut looks atrocious. Yeah. I hate it. Whoever layered her hair should be fucking fired. So... Sheena brings up her surgery again. I try not even to take a lot of notes because there's nothing that got said or solved.
It's dumb. I hate that she keeps saying and then she goes, I mean, me and Stassi are good, but like you guys, and it's like, all right, why do you want to be friends with them?
And then she walks away because it's her birthday and Stassi trying to like fix it. It's like,
Sheena, come back.
And Sheena leaves. And they know she's about to go tell Pandora and Lisa what the fuck just happened.
Yeah. Stassi's, I think, kind of pissed because it's like, wow, now my relationship with them is going to get even worse. Like,
yeah.
Here's another thing to the list.
So then, like, she goes inside and tells Pandora and she's like, they're being bitches. And the girls come back inside and Pandora tries to be like, let's not do it. But then Jason, her husband, is like, this is so fucking stupid. Can we just leave?
Let's go.
It's embarrassing. Oh, yeah.
They peace out of there.
Or he leaves and they get a quote of him. This is ridiculous. Jason's clearly 30 and thriving because he has a new deal.
He's like, I'm an adult. Why am I on this reality TV show right now?
He's the only dude that's married, probably has never cheated on his wife.
Oh, they are married. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
I thought they were just dating at this point, but whatever.
Okay, so Sheena has all this beef with Katie now. Like, it's Katie she's after. Because Katie had an attitude. Katie and Kristen are those two mean, evil twin bitches. I don't even know. So Sheena asked them to just leave if they're going to be mean. Which, like, fine. Just, like, leave Sheena to her birthday. At that point, just, like, leave. So,
Katie starts to walk away.
Yeah, Katie's like, I'm going to leave. Shay tries to also be like, it's Sheena's birthday, she can do whatever she wants. Shay's trashed. Let's just also keep that in mind.
Get this. He's like, Katie and Shay are talking.
He's thinking of his girlfriend.
Yeah, and Shay's like, listen, it's her birthday. Like, she can do what she wants. It's not that big of a deal. Just like, it's her birthday. Like, let her have the night.
Yeah.
I get that.
But then you have Schwartz, who's like trying to also break it up.
I understand why they started yelling at each other.
I don't either, and I've tried to rewatch it, and it just didn't get better. So I'm sorry, like, I don't have it.
In my opinion, I don't know if words really did it. Shay looked like because he was shit-faced. Like, he reached his arm out, like, trying to stabilize himself.
To not
and
fall.
I think Schwartz thought he was pushing him, and he was like, dude, what the? And it just immediately erupts, because it doesn't.
I didn't know who put
the words
hands
don't match
on
up with
each
the
other. Because it didn't look like Shay had even, like, went in for it. Like,
no,
it really looked
he
like
has,
he had, like, waved
one arm
hello.
Out. Yeah, yeah, he has, like, one arm out, and I think Schwartz thought he was trying to push it.
Okay, yeah, so Shay's wasted. And Schwartz tells Shay to calm Sheena down. Calm your girl down. Which I think is rude to begin with. Shay should have hit him for that reason and that reason
only. Yeah, I thought it was dumb. Especially, once again, it's Sheena's birthday. Like, why are we just starting to fight
with the
birthday
people? Yeah, so then Shay obviously stands up for Sheena, and then Schwartz is like, you don't take what's going out on the girls with on me. Like, don't take it out on me, bro. And then, yeah, Shay looks like he falls and accidentally brushes Tom's chest, to which Tom pounces. Peter quickly, though, is in the middle, and he's like, what the fuck are you doing? What's happening? I'm so confused.
It dies as quick as it starts.
Oh, my God. Jax says it best. That Shay and Schwartz were more likely to watch The Notebook together or cry over The Notebook together than have a full-on duel.
True.
And I agree. Like, that's why I think
Let's
this was an accidental fight.
I think it was purely accidental.
So this is the best. So Katie and the gang leave, and Shay starts crying, which makes me think that Shay didn't need to do this.
No, no. That's what I'm telling you. He was so drunk. He's crying on Sheena's shoulder.
And she's Sheena's like, mom comes over too and like helps
consoling him over this fight.
He's just so sad that it had to escalate.
Yeah. So then of course, Schwartz, Katie, Stassi, Jax, and Sandoval, they're all out front talking about what happened.
Schwartz is about to get laid.
Yeah, because Kristen and Sandoval then, like, I think walk off.
Yeah, they're goodbye.
Everybody else is, like, chatting out front. Sheena tells Shay he needs some air. Because I think Sheena truly does want to spy on them because she knows they're outside.
Yeah.
I would totally do this.
Schwartz is still kind of these, like, I don't know what Schwartz is getting at. Because he goes, Sheena is putting so much propaganda in Shay's ear that he doesn't even know right from wrong. And I'm like, I don't think either of you know what's going on.
No. Like, this fight is so dumb.
Like, I don't know what's happening.
From the
beginning,
from the girls, it's so dumb. So I don't even think they know what's happening.
Yeah, okay. So Sheena, then, in her interview, she doesn't know what Stassi sees in Katie and Kristen because they're terrible people and terrible friends. But then on the balcony, she hears the commotion of Jack, Schwartz, Katie, and Stassi.
Like, so fired she walks up about. Over,
and she's like, Katie, just leave. Just leave. And Katie's like, I'll leave when I want to leave. Which Katie's out of the building. I don't understand what she's yelling.
Yeah, this is dumb.
And then Sheena goes, Stassi, can you come up here, please?
Come here. Come here. And she's like waving her. Come here.
Can you come up here, please? And Stassi's like, no. And so they leave. Or she goes, I'm going to go with my friends.
Yeah. Which was the wrong. No, I'm hanging out with my friends. I'm not coming back up there to have a drink with you, is what she says.
And then they leave, like, and that's how the episode ends.
Listen, Sheena should not have gone outside. She shouldn't have said any of that. That made it so weird. You can tell how desperate Sheena is to be friends with Stassi.
Oh, I know. She's trying so fucking hard. Poor Shay, though. Let's talk about that man. Oh, man, he deserves better. Okay, so this season on Vanderpump Rules, we get another photo shoot, which looks like there's a lot of nudity in this one.
Oh,
Tom Sandoval is rocking his guitar. We have clubbing and dancing and singing and swimming and skinny dipping and waxing. Stassi is crying about how she broke up with him and made a mistake. We don't know who him is. Stassi and Jax kiss. Christina Kelly hates Jax and Stassi together. Jax models with other girls, which we know Stassi hates, so that can't end well. Sheena is getting married. Jax might have breast cancer. There was no, this was all over the place. Stassi dumps Jax's drugs in the sink. Jax goes to jail. Katie and Sheena fight. Sheena wears huge ass ugly glasses. Kristen might be quitting. Stassi argues with Pandora. Ariana's coming to Sir, which causes drama between Tom and Kristen. Tom Sandoval cries. Schwartz pours a drink on Katie's head. Katie hates herself more than everyone else hates her. Kristen's being honest, but Tom thinks she's lying. Jack slept with someone, and Stassi's not happy about it. And Stassi backhands someone. And Sandoval punches someone. I'm excited.
Oof.
My favorite season.
So much
in
happened
the
there.
The world. Season two's the best. Okay.
Oh. Okay.
I love season two. This got me
I'm
so
excited.
Hyped.
I know. Did too. I'm so excited.
All right. Let's accept it and block. There's like so many for each one.
I know. You want to do accepted first?
Yeah, that one I have for sure.
Blocked. Oh, really? I blocked for sure. I mean, ooh, like, mine's an unpopular opinion, though.
Ooh, oh no. Okay, yeah, can we do accepted first?
Yeah.
I'll go first, and then you go first with your blocked.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm going to accept Pandora. I think she truly was shining star. I love when someone can hold their own to Stassi, and she's queen, man. This bitch had a birthday, got a $300 dress out of her mom, and a luncheon. She
good answer.
No one fucking messed with her ass. Every time she said something, everyone shut the fuck up about it. her and Jason got involved in no drama. They probably went home and got laid that night. She had some birthday sex. She was also drunk, I'm pretty sure, on champagne. Living her best life.
Damn. That's a good answer. That's a good answer.
Accepted.
It's hard because I can't really throw an accept to a lot of these people. But I'm going to, I think, go on a similar wavelength that I'm going to accept Lisa. You know, she starts the episode off with throwing a bash at Kyle's house, dealing with a temperamental employee. She goes shopping with one employee and her daughter, buys some dresses, throws them a birthday luncheon, watches a baby. Like, she's doing it all.
Gets to hold a baby.
She's doing it all. Lisa's super mom and super boss.
That's a good one. I love it. Okay. You go blocked first.
Do you want? No, I think you should, because I think we're not going to block the same person. Or do you
not
have
that's
one?
Why you should,
not ready yet?
I have one in my head, in my heart, and on the ground, and I don't know what to do. So you go first. I'm sure we're not going to block the same person.
Nope, because I don't even think this person is even in your realm of blocking.
Oh my God, who are you going to block?
I'm blocking Sheena, because ooh, I hate people like this, to be honest. I'm totally in for like the day after you playing victim and you wanting that person to text you and you thinking about it in your head all the time. I would totally be that person. But the fact that 7 weeks later, you are still talking about it, not only to Stassi, because I get she's the one who hurt you the most, but you are still bringing this up to Kristen and Katie, is fucking ridiculous. And it's then annoying. What really gives her the block for me is poisoning the well of Lisa, like about like Stassi, like poisoning Sheena is poisoning like Lisa's well about, I don't know the real way to explain that, but she's poisoning the relationship of Stassi and Lisa, which I think is such a shitty thing to do when you're all employees.
Yeah, no, it's not great. But I don't know. I stand by Sheena a little bit.
I would be annoyed. The time frame is what pisses me off. It's 7 weeks later. We're almost 2 months after the event.
I would be annoyed in this situation if I was Sheena, and I would be annoyed if I was Stassi. Like, I'd be annoyed with the other one.
Oh, yeah. They both agree.
Yeah, okay. I see it. She was not on my radar. I'm between two now. My head and my heart. And I think I'm going to go with my head on this one.
I agree. Go with your head. And can I guess it?
Yeah.
I think you're going to go Kristen.
No, she was my ground. She's my ground pick. I thought about it, but no. My blue ribbon is Schwartz, because I just think he had a bad episode. But my head, I think we're missing the obvious. I have to block Tom Sandoval. He cheated on Kristen.
Oh, yeah. And we didn't dive into the actual, like, full-on cheating yet. It hasn't been major drama yet, so
I need to do it, because, like, if he had just cheated, like, fine. And I know I kind of stuck up for him by saying, like, Kristen's the one that chose to be in this relationship.
Yeah.
But he had that moment where she was like, you've cheated on me. And he's like, yeah, but we weren't having sex. Like, he's doing the Jax thing where he's like the victim. And I can't.
Yeah.
You did this. You fucked up the relationship.
It's your fault that I cheated on you.
If you're not happy, then break up with Kristen. My God.
Because, once again, he can't fully blame it on like her, because I get that if you're in a relationship where you're not having sex, you get drunk, you're horny, it's a one night thing. Mm-hmm. The fact that it was a 2-day, like, he was clearly hanging out with this girl in broad daylight and no alcohol in the system yet.
Yeah, it was bad. So
he was pursuing something.
Sorry, you're blocked.
He's kind of lucky there was no baby. He's probably smarter and used a condom, but
he used a condom. Well, this was great. I fucking love season 2. I'm so excited. I never, like, there was not one boring part. Really quick, just to sum it up, we didn't really mention any of this stuff, but I'm going to do quick. Join our Facebook group, same name as the podcast. Super fun. We post news in there. We're about to go through all the news on our post show, so it's going to be super fun. Follow our Instagram at Vanderpasta, and our Patreon is patreon.com/Vanderpasta. I think that's it.
Woo! Housekeeping, check.
Check. We did it.
Season 1, or season 2, episode 1.
We've begun. We out.